Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Okay, so we've got an interview now with some guys from RLSB, which is the Royal London Society for the Blind. We've got Kevin Citisabel. We have got Catherine and Courtney. So first off, we'll get them to introduce themselves and say a little bit about what they do regarding RLSB. So if we start with Kevin.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Satisabal, and I'm the online communities assistant for RLSB. And my job, it means that I will engage with people online and help to promote the services of RLSB.
Hello, I'm Catherine. My job is the campaigns officer here at RLSB, and for the last year I've been working with RLSB's Youth Forum to work towards the release of the Youth Manifesto, which came out earlier this week. And from here, my job is really to make sure that I support the Youth Forum in getting the messages contained in the manifesto out to as many people as possible so we can make the changes that are in there.
Okay, and we have Courtney, who is a member of the Youth Forum. So do you want to say a little bit about yourself, Courtney?
Yeah, my name is Courtney Nugent. I've been part of the Youth Forum since it started, so almost a year now. And I also do a couple of other bits around RLSB, just like parent social groups and like their technology workshop. And basically our Youth Forum, we meet well, before the manifesto was released, we would have two meetings a month and just talk about what we want to include in our manifesto. So all the things you've read about, really, transport, education, public perception, and employment.
Okay, so if we go into detail a little bit more about the manifesto, because this is really exciting stuff, because things have come a long way since we were little.
Since we were young,
yeah. So who wants to tell us about the manifesto and what it involves and how it came about, really, as well?
So that's me. I'm going to do it. My name's Courtney again. And basically, as a youth forum, we just wanted to let everyone else know what difficulties or what issues we face in everyday life. So regarding transport, it'd probably be something around getting assistance when we arrive at stations, how people help us, how we're guided to get from platform to platform, and just how we're treated by staff in general in stations. We also had a big bit about buses and how buses give us audio, so whether it announces the stops as we're getting on, and whether it's loud enough really so that we can hear.
Yeah. Also, there's a big part in the manifesto. The big focus is around employment and the attitudes of employers to visually impaired people. 9 out of 10 employers would rate visually impaired people as difficult or impossible to employ. And if you ask any of the members of the Youth Forum, they'll tell you resolutely that that is not true. And so one of the big things that the Forum are going to be concentrating on this year is how to change that perception in wider employers and raising awareness of the support that's already out there with access to work and all of the other things that they can access they just often don't know about, and they haven't thought about how a vision impaired person could actually perform the role.
That's really exciting, because I mean, I've never worked, I've never had a full-time job, and I'm 42 now, so what you're doing is amazing, and I really think it's so worthwhile.
It is giving people the opportunity as well. I mean, I've been lucky. I was out of work for a while. I've been in employment for the last 10 years. And I was lucky with my employer. When I went for my first interview, they basically said, what can we do to help you? But that's certainly not the norm across the industry, is it? You know, so I think it's a brilliant work what you're putting together.
One of our forum members, Matt, who recently joined the forum, he had already been in his job for 5 years when he started to lose his sight, and he was very lucky that his employer was supportive in trying to make sure that he could continue with that with his employment. But that's, like you say, that's not the norm, that's a rarity, and we want to turn that around. We want to make sure that that the rarity are those few employers left who aren't treating vision impaired people fairly.
And we've got Courtney here as well, and Courtney features quite a lot in our education part of the manifesto because of attitudes that you faced, Courtney, during your education. Maybe it'd be great if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, when I was 15, I was told by my careers advisor that I couldn't go to university because I had a visual impairment. And, I thought about it. At the time, it was off-putting. It was upsetting because I had thought, like, everything that I had done, everything I had worked towards, it wasn't going to amount to anything. But I could say today that I've been to university. I've got my degree and I've graduated. So, yeah, it's not always about... Maybe we should, like, we're going to look at, like, the advice that, you know, people within schools give to people like us, young visually impaired people, because it's not always correct and we're just as capable of doing just as much as our sighted peers.
Definitely. Congratulations on your degree. Well done.
And Catherine, maybe going back a little bit further, before the Youth Forum started, within RSB itself, where did this idea for a Youth Forum come about, and why did you feel that it was so important for young people to have a voice?
So RLSB mainly supports vision impaired people between the ages of 0 and 25. So we're very much focused on the needs of young vision impaired people. And we felt that there was nobody better placed to inform what RLSB was going to campaign about, what services we were going to start to develop than the young vision impaired people themselves, which is why we decided to form the group at the beginning of last year. And it's amazing how far we've come in just a year. The Youth Manifesto is really an incredible piece of work, and it's all from vision impaired young people, and it's as far as we are aware, the first of its kind, and we hope it's received as we want it to be, and it makes all the changes. We've got Joy on the Youth Forum said at the launch on Tuesday, we're not going to try and make this happen, we're going to make it happen, because if you try, that means you might fail, and we're not going to fail. Oh. So we've got to start doing it.
You're obviously London and the South East. Is this something you're hoping will be adopted nationally, or even like into Scotland and Wales and Ireland as well?
I think a lot of the changes, so we're hoping to work, we're hoping that the manifesto gets heard within government and within parliament, and we're hoping that some of the changes that we're asking for, so things, you know, some of the transport changes, definitely the employment changes and the education changes they're not really London and the South East specific. They could be rolled out wider, and we're hoping that we're able to do that.
So is there anything that anybody can do to get involved or to help, or to, you know, obviously spreading the word and sharing the links across social networks and things is obviously going to help, but is there anything else that people can do to help or to kind of push it further, really?
There's another part that we've got at the moment, and that is an online pledge, which is on change.org. Because we believe that if we sign this pledge, which is calling for public support of the manifesto, it's kind of a quick, easy thing that will take barely a minute to do if you click on the link and sign up. And, you know, the more signatures that people can do, then the better it will be. So the petition is on change.org. People can sign it. It's already had almost 200 signatures just within 48 hours, which is a great achievement, really. But you know, it can go so much further. The RLSB account is at RLSB Charity on Twitter, and the Facebook page is facebook.com/RLSBP. This week of the launch, there's a lot of content that's gone out. There have been blogs from Courtney and other Youth Forum members, as well as videos introducing the education, transport and employment sections of the blog. So if people share those, it'll be a great support in spreading the word for the forum and the manifesto.
You can find the pledge, all of that content, at rlsb.org.uk/youth-manifesto.
Fantastic. So we'll put all those links on our page and group as well, so on VI Talk, just to help as much as we can.
The Youth Manifesto isn't the only big thing the Youth Forum have done. The other big event last year was actually Future Exchange. So who's up for telling us a little bit about Future Exchange and who went along?
Okay, so I'll talk about the Future Exchange. The Future Exchange was another first in RLSB's history. It was a youth conference at the end of November last year, hosted by the RLSB Youth Forum, and it was all about bringing vision impaired young people together. We had workshops on transport, employment, and leadership, and there was Luke Gowan and Tim Campbell, mm-hmm. and lots of other sort of industry leaders there, and it was all about getting all of our ideas together, and that was one of the things that fed into the manifesto, and it's something that we're hoping to host again later this year.
It's something, you know, we encourage anyone who's listening as well, you know, to follow those links to get involved, and obviously sign that pledge as well, and let's get it well over a lot more than what's already been signed as well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You know, featuring us as well and like getting it out as well. It's going to help go a long way.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.